In the name of the one true living God, amen. Back in 1978, composers Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers wrote a song that continues to put people on their feet and has a power to revive even a dying party. Sung by the vocal group Sister Sledge, We Are Family became number one on the R&B list and number two on the American pop chart in 1979. The song goes, We are family. I got all my sisters with me. We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing. Y'all know this song. We are family. I got all my sisters with me. We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing. The first verse says, Everyone can see we're together as we walk on by. Fly, fly, and we fly just like birds of a feather. I won't tell no lie. All of the people around us, they say, can they be that close? Just let me state for the record, we're giving love in a family dose. Oh, we are family. I got all my sisters with me. We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing. I wonder, what is it that we think of when we talk about family? There are all kinds of families, as we all know. Some families are loving, nurturing, fun, and tight-knit, while others are not quite as wholesome as the Nelsons, the Cleavers, or the Huxtables. Still others, while forming and creating new memories, we are saying to ourselves, what in the world are we doing? What were we thinking? Families can be biological or intentional, sometimes a combination of both. And don't forget our four-legged friends. Still for others, family is not found at home, but in the people with whom we socialize, or the family we find in church. There are so many scenarios and definitions of being in relationship and being family. And while the saying goes, blood is thicker than water, that is not always the case. Jealousy, pettiness, bad behaviors, addictions, and secrets have been known to split families apart, even as people live under the same roof. And sadly, we experience some of that ripple effect in the world and within the human family. Turn on the news, go on social media, and it is evident that we as the human race have yet to find a way to truly get along, to love one another as God intended. I love what retired Archbishop Tutu says in his book, God Has a Dream. I love that book. He wrote, Dear children of God, before we can become God's partners, we must know what God wants for us. I have a dream, God says. Help me to realize it. It is a dream of a world whose ugliness and squalor and poverty, its war and hostility, its greed and harsh competitiveness, its alienation and disharmony are changed into their glorious counterparts. When there will be more laughter, joy, and peace, where there will be justice and goodness and compassion and love and caring and sharing. I have a dream that swords will be beaten into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks, that my children will know that they are members of one family, the human family. God's family, my family. You don't choose your family. They are God's gift to you as you are to them. Perhaps if we could, we might have chosen different brothers and sisters. Fortunately or unfortunately, we can't. We have them, and they have us. And no matter how your brother may be, you can't renounce him. He may be a murderer or worse, but he remains forever your brother. Can you imagine what would happen in this world if we accepted that fact about ourselves, that whether we like it or not, we are members of one family? Saints, will the world ever take hold of this concept that all of us belong to God's one family? Will we ever, as a world, a nation, a society, a church, as individuals, live up to the idea that all are equals, sisters and brothers, in God's eyes? That it is really okay to be different and yet be in relationship with one another. That we are responsible for one another. That all peoples are worthy of respect and dignity, of love. Perhaps if and when we truly realize this, there will be less food insecurity, less homelessness, less greed, less hate, less people suffering alone, and less people who feel unloved. Can we be family as God intended? Can they, meaning we, be that close? By giving love, as the song says. Perhaps this is what Jesus is getting at in today's gospel. This morning, after a long hiatus, we have returned to the gospel according to Mark. And in only 3 short chapters, we have seen that from the moment Jesus began his ministry, he has been a man on a mission, teaching and preaching about God's love and the kingdom of God. He has cast out unclean spirits and healed people. And all the while he has been followed by crowds who witness all that he has said and done. As Jesus grew in popularity, his critics were not far behind. They too were watching, and the religious authorities did not know what to make of him. They found that his teaching was unlike anything they had ever heard. They questioned his authority as he taught in ways that did not conform to their structures and their regulations. He was known for violating the Sabbath, eating with tax collectors and sinners, and exorcising demons. In fact, they were determined that his power came from Beelzebub, that he was in cahoots with the devil. And so the word was put out that he is insane. He's crazy. He is nuts. He may even be possessed. He has, as we say, lost his marbles. So word was sent to his family to come and get him and take him home. But as we heard, when his family arrived, there was no way to even get near him because of the crowds. So they sent word, "Tell the teacher that his family is outside and they are looking for him." But when Jesus got their message, he said, who are my mother and my brothers? Then looking around the crowd, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. This is my family. Jesus' words seem strong, cutting, and rather off-putting. But understand that he is not denying the relationship he has with his biological family. Instead, he is doing something else, and that is, he is expanding and reframing the notion of family to mean the inclusion of all persons into the family of God. To be family now comes to mean more than blood relationships, township, or heritage. Jesus' words are not a rejection of family as we know it. But he has expanded the definition of family. To be family no longer held limitations, but accessibility. Accessibility to a gracious God who is always ready and willing to love, always willing to gather all of humanity into God's arms. We see this time and again in Jesus' ministry. He didn't just talk about it, but he modeled what the new definition of family meant as he gathered and ministered to both Jews and Gentiles, the poor, the sick, prostitutes, tax collectors, sinners, and others considered as outsiders. To be family is now much bigger and includes everyone and anyone who does the will of God. This pushes against our understandings and images of family with mom and dad and our 2.5 kids. That includes the cat or the dog, doesn't it? By our baptisms, we have been brought into a new family where our individualisms and exclusive behaviors ought to be rethought, where our concepts of family are renewed and expanded, where as members of God's family, we are to see others as God sees them. We are to accept others as God accepts them. And we are to love others as God loves them. No exceptions. It doesn't matter who our families and mothers are, our siblings, if we are rich or poor, male or female, young or old, gay or straight, black, white, brown, yellow, green, or polka dot. We are of one family. One family, children of God, members of God's family, brothers and sisters in Christ, all meant to embrace one another, as was the plan from the very beginning. Who is family? We are family. I got my sisters and brothers with me. Who is family? All those who do the will of God. So help us, Jesus. Help us to find you in our relationships. Help us to be sisters and brothers, one family. All of the people around us, they say, can they be that close? Just let me state for the record, we're giving love in a family dose. We are family. Amen.